Listen, how many of y'all never seen me before? Ah, first timers, huh? I'ma see if you know the words of this song. If you don't, you better ask somebody. Come on, y'all. I was working part time, 8 to 5 My boss was Mr. McGee. He told me 7
from the angle of our inherent equality, have we? That even as some are forced to work, others are forced to be idle. Idle in the sense of an interruption in the self-development of their gifts. And that both ends of this manufactured dilemma are isolated in cells of meaninglessness, unhappiness, because our basic nature of freedom, association, and mutual aid is being violated. Choosing our work freely, uninfluenced by any interested party or organized group of men and women, we now can recognize as an inherent right and intrinsic to happiness. With Proudhon in hand, we can revisit here in the U.S. our human right to happiness and say that to force us to relinquish this conjoint right to happiness and to the self-development of our gifts has been the labor either of moral evil or misunderstanding, however you may prefer to look at it, and is horribly, misguidedly wrong. What makes us happy? Leisure to grow our gifts and find our associates, those with whom our gifts intersect, those who enable us to realize our purpose of harmonization with the all of it. This process is mysterious, I've learned in the course of my life. And when it occurs in a class system, as children, we get no help with it. Class retards.
Are you driving me crazy up here?
It becomes almost a matter of
making me feel so good, so
our
good, so good.
The influences to which our longings
question.
Bend are not.
How many of y'all never seen me before?
But fixed. That we are subject to
first timers, huh?
Leaves and
I'ma see if you know the words of this song. If you don't,
power
you better ask somebody. Come on, y'all.
So it can sweep us into neat, quote unquote, as it so chooses, or decides is pleasing to its misformed eye, there to rot away or stew, unconscious of the true authors of the misery around us, the Plato's tribesmen, themselves victims as well of ignorance or vile disease. You choose, or call it moral evil. What makes us happy? Leisure to grow our gifts and find our associates, those with whom our gifts intersect. What gets in the way of it? The global statesmen, that's it. They want to direct our energy, and we're not here to be directed, simple as that. So they impose their rules and taxes, their border lines and tariffs, their fees for breathing and fines for violating laws they invent as they need them. All of which they justify, quote unquote, with one word, security, which they justify with another, scarcity. Let's test these words for substance in this undeniable time of abundance and global unity, clear before us, despite all their efforts in their construction of media stories and education to make it appear the opposite. We all want the same things. Make all labor's useful products equal, says Proudhon. Create a global society based on equality among us, and we shall have them. We all want the same things. Leisure to develop our gifts, joy, good fellowship, our due inheritance from the immeasurable suffering, sacrifice, and creativity of our ancestors and our conjoint sisters and brothers. And the earth, our grandma.
I love you.